necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Here's a bedtime story from Carl Childers.
One time they was three pigs, and they lived in a house together. Mm-hmm. Folks thought it funny and made quite a bit of sport of them. Mm-hmm. When I say funny, I mean ha-ha funny, not queer funny. One day an old bad wolf come up and tried to get in the house to eat them pigs. Mm-hmm. He turned around and looked at me and said, he's going to get on that tractor over there and drive through the front door. I said, aight then. He got on the tractor and it wouldn't start. The old wolf looked over at me and said, what's the matter? I said, it ain't got no gas in it. Mm-hmm. Then the old wolf climbed on top of the house and slid down the chimney. Them pig done put a pot of boiling water in the fireplace. He landed in it, burned him up, killed him. Mm-hmm. I said, what'd you do that for? What'd you do that for? I think it kind of got on their mind a little bit. Last I heard, they all three of them was living up there at the nervous hospital. The end.
Remember, if you're a wolf and you're going out to chase three pigs, always make sure that your portfolio is in order. You never can tell if someone has a pot of boiling water waiting for you. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. He'll make sure that your portfolio is ready to provide income for those you leave behind. Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And talk to David Ernest today. Isn't that right, Carl?
Mm-hmm.
Call David Ernest today.
Y'all got them French fried taters around here?
Hang on, Carl. We'll get some in just a minute.
All right, Dan.
From the luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Ernest right now at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Now gather the family around the radio, because here comes a guy who's going to help your dollars make more sense. It's David Ernest.
Yes, it is David Ernest on the Health and Wealth Show. I'm glad to be here with you this evening. We got a lot of great stuff going on.
I know.
I got a surprise.
For you do?
Yeah, you don't know about this, but there's something that's going to happen here shortly, and we've got somebody calling in, and I believe there's a special birthday going on.
Oh, I love birthdays.
You know about that. But what the special surprise is, we'll talk to them about it when they call in.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we're supposed to have another guest come by here.
Oh, yeah. Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, I saw him down in the lobby. I didn't stop to speak to him. I didn't know what he was doing.
I thought it looked like he had something in his hand he was eating.
It might have been some fried taters.
That's what I think it was.
Or some potted meat, one. I don't know. Well, there he is over there in the corner. Carl, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting over here trying to be quiet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he's over there trying to be quiet.
Yeah, I see him over there now. Yeah.
He got his French fries.
Yeah, he's eating the potatoes.
Yeah.
Taters.
I'm sure he'll talk to us a little bit later.
I've been trying to talk to him about taking his lawnmower money and putting it in the IRA. You still interested in that, Carl?
I reckon so. I reckon we'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carl's pretty smart when it comes to saving money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he got his mind on his money and his money on his mind.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about your money, talk to somebody that's got it on their mind. That's David Ernest, 272-9228. That's the phone number right here. to the luxurious broadcast studios here at Blue Water Broadcasting, 272-9228. Call us up and ask us, or ask David a question. Don't ask me nothing because I couldn't help you.
Or you could ask Carl.
You could ask Carl. That might be better than
Go ahead and ask Carl a question.
But when you talk to David about your finances, your retirement, your money, we're going to take your name and put it in the hat. We've got an old hat over here with names in it. And before the program is over this evening, we will draw two names. The first two names get a free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza. And then everybody that called in after that gets 25% off their pizza.
Hey, Carl, have you ever had any Folcarelli's pizza?
That stuff better than French fried taters.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he said it's good.
Oh, man, if Carl likes it better than French fried potatoes.
You know, I wonder, could we make a French fried tater pizza? I bet that would be good.
I don't know. Maybe we could. We have to ask.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. We might try that. That might be
I bet it'd be good.
Might be the new craze.
Yeah. I love pizza, and I love making money for people. I love protecting assets, and, you know, I just like all those things because it makes me feel good to know that people are going to come out on top, you know?
Well, it's good to help people.
Yeah, it is. And to make sure that your income is going to last you forever, as far as your life goes, or your life expectancy, he's wonderful. I was talking to a lady today, and I don't know if she's listened to the show or not, but essentially, I'm not going to mention her name, so I can mention this.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to put in, she was going to put in some money as an investment.
Right.
And she's a little older, but she looks good. She looks like she's 20 years younger than her actual age, and that's very impressive. I like those kind of clients.
I guess she's going to send you some money now.
I guess so. Anyway, the bonus of this program was that if she put in this money, there was about not quite three times that much more available for long-term care. Plus, she had her cake and eat it, too. In other words, she had money in there working, and she had long-term care with it, and that's what she needed.
And, you know, if you're like me, and this is paraphrased now, if I fell in a barrel of lollipops, I'd come up sucking my thumb. That's just the way it is with me. And, you know, it might be that way with you. You're thinking, gee, I wish I knew some of these tricks that David's talking about. Well, you can call David right now, 272-9228, or if you'd like to call and make an appointment to see him later on, and that's absolutely free, no obligation, you can call his number over at the office. It's 279-7431.
Right.
Yeah,
you get it right.
And that way you'll, you know, you'll be in the know. And
that's what you need. You need to be in the know so you can stay in the dough.
You need to arm yourself with knowledge.
You know, knowledge is the most important thing, but execution is also important. Because if you know something and you don't follow through, what good is it?
Exactly.
You know? And so, execution. You know, Trump, he follows through. I mean, like, when he sees something, he wants to get it done, he just does it. And people say, well, why didn't he sit back and analyze this for a long time?
Well, maybe he had already.
Maybe he had, or maybe he realized if he took too much time analyzing, the opportunity would be gone.
Exactly.
And so when something comes out that's really good, you need to grab a hold, you know, is what I'm saying. And these products, they come and go, and some of them are better than others and stuff. But if I see something that's just really, really, really good, I want to execute, man.
Well, that's like if you go into Clarksville.
Oh, yeah.
And the train is pulling out. You better get on if you're going, because that's the last train to Clarksville.
And
you see what I did there?
That's real good. I've never walked to Clarksville, but I bet it'd take a while.
I bet it would, too. Well, you could go on the tracks, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to walk and step on them ties, because them rocks, little rocks, will hurt your feet through your shoes.
Yeah, them monkeys, buddy, they were something, weren't they? They could come up with some songs.
Oh, I thought you were what monkey? Yeah, you know, and see, the thing was, let's see how you get me off.
I got you off track. No pun intended.
The monkeys, you know, when they started, none of them, I think the only one that could play anything was Peter Tork. He was the only one that had any musical ability.
Yeah.
And they were a direct kind of a ripoff of the Beatles.
Yeah.
But they actually got out there and they hit. They did okay.
Uh-huh.
And I actually saw something over there on that Pluto TV. They were on a TV show, and there's only three of them.
they didn't have Peter Tork with them. I don't know if that was before he came along or not, but they had little Davy Jones, and they had what's his name? My goodness, Mike and Mickey. Mickey, yeah. And, yeah, those three. The one with the little hat on all the time.
Yeah,
I hate when that happens.
I know.
But do you know, here's a little trivia for you, do you know that they actually approached Davy Jones to play Chekhov in Star Trek?
No.
Yes, they did.
That wouldn't have been right.
How about that?
That just wouldn't have been right.
And, you know, there was another singer named Davy Jones that had to change his last name.
I bet I know who you're talking about.
I bet you know, too.
Was he Welch?
I don't know if he was or not.
Oh, okay. What was he?
I thought he was British. He might have been Welsh. I don't know.
We talking the same person?
I don't know. Who you talking about?
Dave. shoot, man. The guy from... He's the big singer.
He was a singer, yeah.
Tom Jones.
No.
No, okay, never mind then.
What's his name? David Bowie.
David Bowie?
His real name is, or was, Jones. He's passed on now.
Yeah.
And the Monkees were already out, so he's had to change his name to David Bowie. And he said he picked it out of a book because it's about the Bowie knife.
Oh.
And so...
Well, that's a good trivia question. You got me stumped on that one.
I found a bunch of good ones the other day. This one I'm just going to throw out there. If anybody could call and answer this, we might put them in for that pizza. Now, the Lynyrd Skynyrd in Three Steps, the song Three Steps.
Yeah, I love it.
They were at a little club dancing.
Yeah.
What was the name of the club?
I don't know.
I do. I notice things like that.
Okay.
Maybe somebody will notice. Somebody might even get on their smartphone and look it up.
I know where they might have been close to when they were doing that.
Was the Johnny Zip Lounge?
Maybe. Is there a Johnny Zips in Muscle Shoals?
I don't think so. But, you know, and you know, they've changed it. Now it's not Johnny Zip Lounge anymore.
It's just Zip.
It's the Zip Line.
Oh, well, you got to be different, you know.
Yeah, but that's been out there forever.
Yeah.
We used to joke on it when I was on the radio years ago.
Yeah. Well, hey, someone's calling.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a phone call coming.
You hang on there. I'll see.
I'm hanging on. Yeah, this is exciting. Somebody's trying to call in for a pizza. Who could this be? I don't know.
Health and Wealth, this is Rusty. Who's this?
Somebody wants a pizza. I know that.
Mike. What's your last name, Mike?
Oh, we got two calls coming now at the same time. Well, essentially, we are waiting for a birthday call, and I believe it's trying to come through at the same time. Essentially, he says he has a surprise, and I'm really, really anxious to know what that surprise is. I believe it may be coming in on the other number there.
You got, all right.
You got another call coming.
Yeah, I can't do anything with it just yet.
Okay.
Talk to this guy. This is Mike.
Uh-huh.
And, he's calling. What have you got, Mike? You got a question for David, or do you know that trivia question?
I know that, the fellow was at a place called Jug.
He was in a place called a Jug, just a cutting a rug with a gal named Linda Lou.
Gal named Linda Lou.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Send us music.
How about that? I heard that the other night. I said, that'd be a good trivia question.
And it is.
Where are you calling from, Mike? Is it a secret? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
No, I'm in.
He might be there.
Here getting on I-65 on the highway.
You're in transit. Okay,
I drive a truck for a living.
All right, well, we've got you in for the pizza, and I've got your phone number, and I'll let you know.
Did you need to ask a question?
That'd be great, because I live in Wetumpka, so I go right by the pizza place.
Great. Well, hey, do you have a question for David about your finances?
Well, yeah, I started late because I worked for a company that didn't have any retirement to speak of. They, you know, and they didn't have an IRA for a long time to the last few years that I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a 401k now, and we also have a pension plan.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, and I'm just trying to put enough money in there. I've got six or seven more years before I retire.
Right.
And I try not to spend as much as I make. It's hard to do sometimes. You know, I am married.
Yeah. I understand that one. So are you wanting to know what else you could do to accelerate that? Is that what you're asking?
Right. Can you put money in that they don't tax, or is it better to put it in and let them tax a few percent?
Well,
because I saw that option on there.
If I were you, I would use the Roth option if you've got it. I'd use the Roth option on 100% of it, because if you do, in the long run, you're probably going to come out a lot better. You'll pay a little more tax now to pay a lot less later. So that's where you need to go.
Right. Okay. Well, so, I appreciate that, Dave.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Thanks
a lot. Enjoy
the pizza.
Thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate it.
Hey. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Now, somebody was trying to call, and I tried to get over to the other line. I couldn't get over there.
Yeah.
But now I've got both phones over here.
Okay.
I'm punching buttons.
Well, maybe they'll call back.
Yeah. And you can call 272-9228, and you can get in on that pizza. Or speaking of pizza, I think everybody's having throat trouble today, and I'm one of them. But speaking of pizza, you know, we're going to be out there on the 26th, and there'll be some free pizza that day.
There you go. I think the person's calling back in. So, yeah, pizza on the 26th, it'll be free. It'll be free. Plus, there'll be candy to go with it and all kinds of other things that'll be wonderful there. There's a trunk or treat. We're going to have Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces. We're going to have all kinds of coupons and free things and discounts for gym membership and everything else. And we will have some television set up there for the ball games. It's going to be a fun time. What we got there, Rusty?
William is on the phone. I think he's got a trivia question for us about the monkeys.
Okay.
Yeah, William, you there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your trivia question?
Well, my question was, you were talking about the monkeys. Do you know who invented the stuff they call liquid paper, the correction stuff in the bottles?
I do, but I don't know if David does. I don't know.
Who created liquid paper?
Who invented liquid paper?
I don't.
Yes.
Go ahead, William.
Betty Neesmith, or Nesmith, however you pronounce that.
Mike's mama.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the thing was, the first time that she was working on that, and she invented super glue. And
no.
That's why he's always got that stupid hat on his head.
He can't get it off.
She glued it to his head. He kept losing it. She glued it to his head.
Actually, from what I understand, she started out using white fingernail polish.
Uh-huh. And the thing was, the computer screen got to where she couldn't read it at all.
I know, man. Mine looks the same way.
That's crazy.
You know,
amazing.
All right, William. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're going to just take this one cold turkey right here and just see what happens here.
All right, go right ahead.
All right, let's see here. And you are like, hey, that one went away. But that's why we need an intern.
I know. We need somebody that can answer a phone around here.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
We would, we would like a school age.
There's it. Maybe they should try that one again.
I'll get it, and we'll get them on the radio.
All right. We're looking for someone to call in at a special birthday, and we've just been...
This is Rusty. You want to talk to David?
Yeah. So we were getting a lot of phone calls at one time, and we're not real good at mastering that, but we're trying. But we want to answer everybody's questions, not at the same time, but, you know, in the right order. Especially when it's important. So what we got here, Rusty?
Well, this is somebody claiming she knows somebody that's having a birthday.
Oh, okay. Who we got here? Hello,
you there?
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing? Jackie?
Good.
This is Jackie?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Jackie. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic.
You got your grandma there with you?
Yes, sir. I've got Willa sitting right here.
Hey, Willa Dean.
He said, hey, Willa Dean. Well, hello, yourself.
Willa Dean, I am so proud of you coming up on this next birthday. Do you mind if I say the number?
Oh, I can't hear it. Do you mind if he says your birthday? October the 25th.
October the 25th, and how old will you be, Willadine?
103.
Wow. And the next question, you probably can't answer, but do you know how many years you've been a client of mine?
How many years have you known David?
Well, it's been since...
Probably 30 years.
About 30 years, wow. That's right. She's been a client of mine over 30 years, and she's been making that money.
Yeah, I understand y'all got a big shindig coming up.
Yes, sir. We are having a wonderful get-together at Hibachi Sushi on the 24th of this month for everyone to come by and say hello.
And are we going to have 103 candles on the cake? Because we could get the fire brigade lined up.
Grandmother would jump my face in the cake if I did that to her.
I don't know. That'd be a big old cake. And I understand she was a school teacher?
She was a dance instructor.
Oh, dance instructor. Wow. Yeah. Does she still dance?
Oh, I think she
can. She does still dance.
Yes. This proves that exercise does extend life and happiness, I do believe.
Yeah, the only exercise I get is running down my friends and jumping to conclusions. That's all I get.
Well, that does help.
I should probably work on it. Well, did you have a question, David?
Yeah, what I wanted to do is I want to express to everyone out there who ever took dance lessons from Willadine Walden.
Hello,
Willadine.
Yeah.
For everyone that wants to come to her birthday party on the 24th at, where's that place at again?
Hibachi Sushi.
Hibachi Sushi. It's in the old service merchandise building.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
They got good food out there.
For everyone that knows of her, or I went to, you know, a class with her, was taught by her, I think she wants to see you.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And celebrate her 103rd birthday. And we celebrate every year because she's a client of mine, and every year she makes her interest, we celebrate that.
Now, I understand that the thing we're having on the 26th out at 8125 Decker Lane, did you say she was going to come out there?
Jackie, is she planning on coming?
Sir.
Yeah, so
yes, sir. We've got it on the calendar, and she's ready to... throw out a shindig.
Well, we are going to be filming a new television show. We need a new one or two.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we can get her to be on it and say, give us some wisdom or something. Or straighten us out, maybe. I don't know.
She's got lots of it. She's got lots of wisdom.
Well, is there anybody she really, really enjoyed hearing them sing? I don't know, maybe back in the 70s, young feller, kind of had a twitchy lip, that kind of thing. Anybody? You know who I'm talking You know who I'm talking about?
Her husband played with the Glenn Miller Band for years.
Well, that's a little
wow.
And she and her husband were friends with Hank Williams Sr.
Wow.
Well, that's amazing, especially playing with that Glenn Miller Band.
The reason I was asking that question is because I contacted this friend of mine.
Hmm.
He's not been around much lately. There's, you know, 2-3 different schools of thought of where he is or if he's here or not. But I actually got him to come in the studio, and he has put together a tribute for Miss Willadine on her 103rd birthday. Are y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Let me get it ready to go here.
All right, we're going to sing happy birthday to this lady. All right, let's do it. One, two, three. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday, Bill.
Why'd you say your name was?
Willadine.
Bill Willadine.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now. How about some cake? Huh? What? What do you mean they eat all the cake already? Get ice cream left? No ice cream either. Cheese, fritter, hamburgers, french fries, anything? Come on, Miss Willadine. We got to go down to the store. Elvis is hungry. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, you can drive the Cadillac. Come on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a special tribute to Willa Dean from Elvis.
Not everybody gets on their birthday. Well, I'm glad she liked it. We got him to come out and do that for us. So.
But, she loved that.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 26th.
Yes, sir. We will be there with bells on.
And I hope Ms. Willardine has a big old time out there at the Chinese place. I like them little things. It looks like a seashell with stuff in it. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a seashell with like some crab meat and stuff in it. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's good
stuff. Like a
crab rangoon?
Like a dumpling.
That could be what it is.
Grandmother loves the fried oysters. When they see us coming, they always think they're a fresh batch.
They know to this. And that was, I learned something that I didn't know out there. They got a sign up there. It says, children must be accompanied by adults when going to bars. And I'm like, maybe that's a good idea. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
All right, we might even stick Elvis back in here later on if anybody wants to hear it again. But
Grandmother loves to go out and kick her heels up at the Montgomery bars out here.
Oh my goodness! Well,
all right.
Do they ever card her when she goes in?
Yeah, I think Jackie told me she started drinking a beer a day when she's 80. That might tell you something.
True.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know.
I mean, he drank my beer.
Yeah. Well, you did. These folks that made these milestones like 103.
And here I thought it was because I was making a lot of money for her. She's still happy she's living.
They didn't get old being no fools. You know what I'm saying?
True.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling. And happy birthday, Ms. Willardine.
Happy birthday, Willardine, from me, Elvis, Rusty, and the rest of Montgomery.
He says thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll see you on the 26th.
We'll see you then.
Yes, sir. We'll see you then.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
How about that? Elvis coming up singing to Ms. Willardine. That's all right.
You can't beat that.
Cannot beat that.
That I really, you know, the thing is to see her so happy and so well provided for makes me feel good inside to know that I've helped someone do some things in life. But, you know, she helped herself out physically. She exercised. She did all those things. And then we helped her with her money and did those things. And now she's got a fantastic granddaughter taking care of her, helping her. She takes her to Florida. She takes her here. She takes her there. And it's just amazing the lifestyle that she has right now. I'm just so happy for her. Everyone else deserves that, but she especially deserves the happiness that she has.
103 years
and
old.
And still going strong. We may have this show again when she's 110. I wouldn't doubt it, my friend.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'll try.
Well, you better hang in there because she's going to do it.
I'll do my best.
All right.
We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with more Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy to be, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Earnest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. 6:32 now. You got a question you want to ask of David about your money, your finances, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Carl's here too.
Yeah, Carl's over here.
You can ask Carl a question.
He must be trying to eat his potatoes over there.
Still eating.
Don't ask him nothing right now. But if you've got a question, call us at 272-9228. And we'll be here until 7 o'clock this evening. And just a quick programming note, tomorrow is a repeat of a previously broadcast program.
That's right.
I think you've got, I think you said you had a meeting with somebody down at the beach.
Well, I'm afraid that
that ain't going to happen.
I'm feeling bad about it right now. Three to 5 inches of rain coming that way.
Well,
I'm afraid.
You know what they say?
What's that?
Bad day at the beach is better than a good day.
That's what I told my wife. She said, "Well, we just have to stay inside and watch movies," and I don't have a problem with that. But the problem I got is drowning. I don't like to be drowning.
Now y'all like on the ground floor?
No, we're on the 17th floor. We're way up high.
Well, if it gets up that high, we're going to drown up here. So
you doggone right you will.
You might be okay.
I don't have to worry about, what do they call that, flood insurance.
Uh-huh.
So they tried to sell me. Now, let me just tell you guys, you know, I'm in the insurance business, but I'm not in that part of it. You know, in the investment business and stuff like that and, mm-hmm. and guaranteeing accounts. You got to be in the insurance business. But when they asked me if I wanted to buy flood insurance and they knew I was on the 17th floor, I fired that agent.
Well, I just don't see how you could get, if you got flooded up that high, there's going to be an ark floating by somewhere. You might jump on it and they'll help you out. You wouldn't need any insurance.
It was pretty amazing. I just looked at them and I'm going, You're kidding, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, no, we're not kidding. I don't need any of that.
Well, I guess what if you were down there and you're up on 17th floor,
mm-hmm.
and you got your fine new car down there.
Yeah.
Now, would flood insurance cover that, or would your auto insurance cover
auto?
Really?
Auto, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they said, well, you never know. Some water might come from the top, and I'm going, yeah, well.
It's not really a flood, is it?
Yeah, dump it on top of it. But, I mean, you know, there's like 23 floors, so they'd have to go through a lot of floors to get to me.
Uh-huh.
And how would you know the difference between wind and hurricane wind? I don't know. Well, you know, I'm not going to get into it because I'm not that kind of insurance guy. But it just didn't make any sense. And, you know, we've been through the big hurricane, Michael,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't come through. It just blew in through the, you know, blew in.
Yeah.
And that was pretty interesting. I don't think I want to be down there. I think there was like two or three people in the building, and one of them was in the stairway corridor, you know, hanging on for dear life. And I'm going,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's brave. That's brave. And they said, well, the building is guaranteed to stand here no matter what. It's, you know, made out of metal and all these good things.
Mm-hmm.
And so our investments that we do with these insurance products, they're like that. They stand sturdy and hard. You may have a huge wind, hurricane of a economic crisis, and your portfolio will not go away. It might not grow that year. It might be a little damaged, and you might have, you know, a little setback, but you won't go backwards one penny. And That's the amazing thing about
mm-hmm.
it.
And
protection.
That's your insurance there, I guess.
That's the insurance part.
Uh-huh.
But if the market goes up, we get a part of that or a big part of that. But when it goes down, we get none. And so I equate that to a strong structure that cannot be blown away. No hurricane, no tornado will blow away our retirement. It's there to stay. It's solid as a rock.
Because as you go through life, as Barney Fife would say, as you go through life, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be tornadoes and hurricanes and natural disasters. And when that old cell door slams shut, no more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I know.
But you can get yourself, I guess what you want to call an ace in the hole, you know, something to fall back on.
Yep.
Everybody needs a good backup plan.
That's right.
And David Ernest has those backup plans for you. All you got to do is call him. You can call him right here, right now, live on the radio, and talk to him at 272-9228. Or you can call his office number at 279-7431 and make an appointment. No obligation, no cost to you. And he can sit down with you face-to-face and tell you all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's 279-7431 to make an appointment and 272-9228 to talk to David right now.
You know, Rusty,
mm-hmm.
People insure their cars.
They do.
They insure their houses.
You know, Betty Grable insured her legs.
Insured her legs.
Yeah.
You know, they insure their cars, their legs, their, now I guess their noses, what are, their bodies.
Uh-huh.
You know, these athletes, they insure their abilities. If their abilities go away, they insure their income.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Of course, people can insure their income with disability, but what's so neat about these retirement products, mm-hmm. these new ones, is that you get a little bit of everything or a lot of everything. You're going to get some of the market growth or a lot of the market growth if it's designed for that. But also, if something goes wrong with the market, you get insurance that keeps you from being, you know, losing. But what if you got sick and you didn't have enough time to leave it in the market? We got programs that'll just spiral out thousands, mega thousands of dollars, or even millions if need be,
mm-hmm.
to put you in place, keep you on target, and you may not be able to work anymore. It's sort of like a hybrid between disability and you know income and everything together. There's all kinds of things. But this lady I was talking to today, at her age, she needed to make sure that her income wouldn't be destroyed if she had to go to like long-term care, nursing home, or whatever. So we, in addition to looking at her income with her, like her pension rollover and all that other stuff, we put together a program that if she gets sick, not only will it give her back the money she's put in it, but it'll add like an additional three times as much. In other words, if you put in 100, you get back 400,000.
That's amazing.
You know, for long-term care purposes. So what I'm trying to say is there's all kinds of different ways to ensure that you get where you go. You know, nobody in their right mind will drive in this day and time without any car insurance, automobile insurance. And, you know, most people keep insurance on their body. That's medical insurance and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But why on earth? And they keep it on their houses in case it burns down. That's less than 2% chance that your house will burn down. But people's retirements, they burn down all the time. Every 10, 15, 20 years, there's a burn down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're 55 plus and it burns down, it might put you 5, 10, 15 years later before you could really retire. What does that do to a retirement? And that's the kind of thing that I say we need to take off the table. You know, really taking risk, it really is taking too much risk with your retirement at that age. You really need to lock it in, you know. What do you think about that, Carl?
I think lock it in is a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he say. He likes to lock it in.
You want
to
lock it in, Carl?
All right, then.
Carl, you lock in those lawnmower blades so they won't sling off and hit somebody, don't you?
It'll be a sling blade then, wouldn't it?
It'd be a sling blade.
Yeah, we might need to get him a mic next time he comes in.
No, I don't know. He's not really ready.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah,
most of them one syllable.
I know, but they make a lot of sense.
There you go. 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. And we might even let you talk to Carl. You never know. 272-9228 to talk to David Ernest. And let's see. We're talking about the weekend because you you might not go to the beach, but then again, you might.
Well, it all depends, you know, on the discussion I have to make at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got to make a discussion.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get outvoted, I will still go.
Was this going to be a trip with the grandchildren?
No.
This is just a couple's getaway, huh?
That's right.
All right, just
that, you know. Not only is the birthday coming up with a client, but a birthday is coming up for my wife.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, hers is on the 23rd, and Dean's is on the 25th.
That's next
Wednesday?
Yeah. I got to go get my feet looked at.
Oh, you got to get your feet looked at?
You get a certain age, and you get, you know, I can reach my toenails. I can cut my toenails. But I would just say there's going to be almost 100% that I'm going to cut one or two of them. And that ain't good.
No.
And I got this man, I can't think of his name, he's a doctor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's got credentials and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he...
Is he in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet I know who he is.
And he takes so good care of my feet.
Yeah,
so.
It's funny as the older you get, the less you can cut your toes. I mean, toenails.
I'll cut a toe off just about. I got them big old Brogan shoe wearing logger feet, you know, and got them big old toenails that you could slice bread with, you know. They're bad, I hate to go to the endocrinologist, you know, the diabetes doctor, especially if it's a lady and she wants to look at my feet, because I got to pull these socks off and I got these old Cro-Magnon looking caveman feet with them big old scary toenails, and I'm a firm believer that any part of your body that is disposable other than the appendix, it's the little toenail. I have knocked mine off so many times.
And it don't feel good when it happens.
This is like toenail 3.0 over here. I mean, I just...
You know, they say the feeling of losing something is dramatically powerful.
Even if it's a toenail.
Even if it's a toenail. It's horrible. You lose your money, it's horrible. Uh-huh. But if you lose your toenail, it probably hurts just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all bad. But you don't really want to feel those things. You want to avoid those things. So you protect your feet with shoes. And with the portfolio, we protect you with insurance, guaranteeing that you cannot lose any money in the market, and you cannot lose any money in income, and you cannot lose any money when it comes to being guaranteed that your income will last the rest of your life. Just look at my client that's 103 years old. She still got income guaranteed for life, and that's amazing when you have that kind of ability to just keep on going and never run out. You know, it just makes people feel so good to know that their money will never ever run out in their lifetime or in their spouse's lifetime, and we can even fix it where he just keeps on making a legacy and he just keeps on going. You know, there's all kinds of things you can set up. Trust, we have attorneys that are good at that. Well, you can make it tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
We got programs that are good for that. We can do Roth conversions and do them in the right way where, you know, that won't be so bad. And we got accountants that help us make sure that's done right. And, you know, on and on and on. There's just all these different things that can be going on in your portfolio life.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you in your current life, so that you'll be happy and you won't knock a toenail off your retirement account and ache and hurt all about it.
Because I've had it happen, and it will make you say bad words.
Yeah.
You'll discover that you can curse in several different languages you never knew.
That's amazing how that makes you feel.
And you call all kind of everybody you've ever known for help when you hit that little toenail.
Have you ever heard of toenail, Carl?
Ain't that a town up near Slap Out?
Toenail, Alabama. I don't know. It might be. I never thought of that.
You know, they found was it a good someone well known? Matter of fact, I think he was on the radio a little earlier up there in the Slap Out Arms. Is that where it was?
Yeah, I think it was the Slap Out Assisted Living. That's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was on television. Someone told me that was on television the other day on Channel 32.
Really?
5:30 a.m. If you tune in at 5:30 a.m. on Channel 32 on Sunday morning, you're going to see all these good things happening.
I think we need to get them to run Popeye cartoons after that so people will be all, you know, ready for Popeye cartoons.
Right. Then, but if you come to our extravaganza, or whatever you want to call it.
I like extravaganza. That's a whole something new. Now, you got your extravaganza. That's okay.
Extravaganza.
But if you get to extravaganza,
I can't even say that one again.
Man, you're going to make money there.
Yeah. You might. Get on television.
You might.
Yo, you probably will.
Yeah, we're not going to put you on there if you don't want
no,
to. There,
no,
but,
no,
we're going to try to talk to some people and just, you know, just have a good time. And
yeah.
I'm sure we'll get to see some folks jumping into bouncy houses and eating pizza and just talking about first one thing
and
the
don't
other.
Worry about the ball games. We're going to have televisions there.
That's right.
So you can watch your Auburn game.
Mm-hmm.
Your Tennessee and all those other games being played. Alabama game. I think Alabama plays a little later that day.
Mm-hmm. Should probably look it up. But we'll do that.
I think so. I believe it is. Mm. But anyway, all those games will be took care of. So don't worry about it. You let the kids run in the jumpy houses, eat all the candy, let them wind up real good, and then take them home and then just put them right to bed and everything be fine.
And you come in there and the next morning they're standing on the ceiling. All that sugar they took in.
Yeah. Well,
we were talking about that today. It's a wonder some of us just didn't plunge into a diabetic coma. Because used to, we lived in a neighborhood where everybody knew everybody. And we would go trick-or-treating, and these little old ladies would make, like, fudge, candy, apples, and popcorn balls, and all kind of stuff. And, I mean, you come home with some serious calories there. And sugar, you know. I mean, it was just great.
I really remember the days, but I don't do it anymore where I could eat all the sugar I wanted.
And I can tell you for a fact that none of us were trying to conjure up Satan. We was trying to get us a mess of candy. That's all we cared about.
I know.
We wasn't worshiping the devil or nothing. We were just trying to get some candy.
That's right.
We're going to take a short break, David, and when we come back, we'll try to get another call or two.
Yeah,
and
we got another pizza to give away,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do, and we might even hear from Elvis again. You never know.
Oh, wow.
So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, let me have a little piece of that pizza.
That
you've been nibbling over there. That Focarelli's pizza. I want some of that.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down, 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Earnest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money.
He's
334-279-7431.
He's earnest. David Earnest here with the Health and Wealth Show. It is 6:50, just 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Remember, tomorrow night is a repeat of a previously broadcast program.
Yeah,
you're thinking about going to the beach. You understand?
Yeah, hey, you know, in the future. Now, we're actually, I'm not going to say who the politician is, but we're going to have some politicians come in and talk and explain some of their opinions of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie and them, what they were talking about as far as what it's going to do to affect your retirement. A lot of people don't understand that Elizabeth Warren wants to tax your retirement, and it's going to be bad, horrible, not even good at all. In other words, if they win and get in there, it's going to be so bad, you better be running for the hills. It just scares me to even think of the possibilities of what would happen.
And the thing is, they're not even trying to hide it.
Oh, I know.
It was like, what's his name? Joe. See, I'm just like him. I can't remember anything. Joe Biden, they said, you're gonna repeal the capital gains tax. He said, no, I'm going to double it.
Yeah.
Right. How does that get you votes?
I mean, look, they were even arguing among themselves during that debate.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was correcting Elizabeth Warren. Hey, you're going to be taxing the middle class big time. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just going to tax the rich. And then Bernie over there said, well, I don't even believe that billionaires should exist, you know. And I'm going, what they're all about is just a big tax.
Mm-hmm.
Big old, I see a drain with a bathtub and all of water just sucking down the drain.
Swirling around.
Everything that we were living and coexisting in just goes away to, down the drain.
You know who Mike Rowe is, don't you?
Yeah.
He did that show, that Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Real conservative.
Yeah.
He said that was a clown show. It was a bunch of people. No. He said it was a bunch of millionaires arguing with each other about who hated millionaires the most.
Yeah, that's weird.
And, you know, I still say, maybe I'm stupid. And you know,
no, you're not.
I'm sure some folks might agree with that.
No.
But, you know, if you can work, say if you're in Washington 20 years.
Right.
And you're making $174,000 a year, and at the end of that time you got $80, $90 million in the bank. It's just a little bit suspicious.
Maybe you go to the Ukraine and make a deal in the back, and you get to sit on a board and draw, $35,000 a month or something?
I don't know. He was on something last night or this morning, and he was they asked him something. Well, I'm a private citizen.
No, it's $50,000 a month.
Yeah,
that's what
he said. I'm a private citizen. I don't have to divulge my salary. I'm like, you know, and he sounded just like his dad.
Yeah, but look, you know, who deserves to sit on a board and draw $50,000 a month, roughly?
For nothing.
For just because they're somebody's son.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, they didn't have anything to do with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we look stupid? I mean, do I look that stupid to believe that one?
I think they think the American people are stupid,
and it's just like Elizabeth Warren says. No, I'm not gonna tax the middle class, and then one of her cohorts say, "Yeah, you are. Why are you lying about it?" I'm just paraphrasing, and I'm going, "Man, it's just like we've turned the circus loose. I mean, all the elephants are out there, it's crazy.
A little bitty car pulled up, and about 30 clowns got out.
It's just clowning around, man.
Running around, hitting each other in the head with stuff. It's just crazy. I just hope that even the folks that, I think that the Democratic Party has gotten so far to the left that the Democrats don't even recognize them anymore.
Well, you know, I think that's really a problem. They know that. I think that's the reason why Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
They call them independents, but actually I think they were conversions.
Mm-hmm.
They converted over because they said, well, this is crazy. I don't like to be taxed. Democrats don't really like to be taxed either, not when it comes to their retirement money. Would you like to be drawing half what you were drawing because somebody taxed it?
No.
You know?
I don't think I'd like that.
No. And, I mean, and with all these programs that they're trying to put out there, I mean, all of them sound great and honorable and everything, but who's going to pay for all that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem. And that's just like your retirement money. When it's floating on the economy, the stock market, and it's going up and down and up and down, and it drops, who's going to pay for the drop? How are you going to get back? Well, we put it in a way that insurance companies make sure that if it drops, they pay for it.
Right.
Okay? That's how you do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, we still got time, probably a couple of minutes, for another phone call.
Yeah.
If you want to call David Ernest at 279-7431, that's his office number.
Right.
And that'll get you an appointment to go by and see him, which is a good thing.
Right.
If you'd like to ask a question before we go, 272-9228, give us a call, and David will answer your question. If it's something he can't answer on the radio, you can set up an appointment, come by, and he'll tell you all about it.
That's right. They're all complimentary, no charge.
Exactly. It doesn't cost you a dime.
No. And, you know, I just love to have all my friends involved and come to parties and things. I mean, life's too short. I mean, we don't want to lose our money. We want to make sure our money's there. But we also want to have, you know, camaraderie. In other words, look, this thing about when you call something on a robot and, you know, and you say, hey, wait a minute, I don't know who you are. And the thing keeps talking. You say, you know, you're going, I don't really want to have a robotic advisor, you know. Robotic, anything like that. I want to talk to a person, you know. And in the beginning, they said, well, the robots are going to take over your business. Oh, yeah. Well, I hadn't seen a robot yet that could have a good time. Have you? I mean, really, we have a good time, but we also are serious about our money. We're serious about not losing our money. And that's what this is all about. We don't trust the government. No, we don't. We know they'll tax us. We put money where we have our taxes a lot less, and we put money where the market won't suck it out and make it go away. But we also want to have our camaraderie and have all of our friends and everyone involved have our parties, just like this thing on the 26th. Whether you're a client or not, it doesn't matter. You come. You're invited. If you're a radio listener, come. You're invited. If you're a friend of a friend of a friend, come. You're invited. Bring all the kiddos. It's all free.
If you're just passing by and you see us out there, come on by.
We just want people to have fun and feel good.
Hey, I just got this in over the wire.
Okay.
There's this new dance that robots are doing.
Oh, really?
It's called The Person. Because you've been... Remember that?
Hey, you know what?
See what I did there?
Hey, you know what? My son can do that robot dance.
Oh, can he?
My God. And my daughter can too. But So maybe we get him to do the robot dance.
Maybe so. Yeah. You think he'll do that?
I don't know, but he can do it. He did it when my daughter got married. So he might do it again. We'll see. Maybe he can do it.
Well, it looks like we've used up almost another full hour of perfectly good radio time. We're going to have to get out of here. I think I've got Elvis standing over here. He's going to sing to Ms. Willardine again because I thought that's too good just to go.
What about Carl?
Carl, you okay? I think Carl fell asleep.
Fell asleep eating them fries.
Yeah, he been fries. Must have had some monosodium glutamate in there or something. But we're going to get on out of here, and we will be back live Monday night.
Yeah.
Right here at 6 o'clock on, what's this, right? 93.1 WACV. I almost forgot where we were.
Well, that's sometimes
sad.
That happens.
That's just sad. Well, let's let Elvis sing right quick before we go. And I'm sure he'll take us up to the...
He's coming on the 26th, too.
Yes, he is. Top of the hour. We'll see you Monday night here on Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
All right, we're going to sing happy birthday to this lady. All right, let's do it. One, a two, a one, two, three. Oh, yeah, sounds good. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday, Miss. What'd you say your name was? Miss Willardine. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now, how about some cake?